In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
I'm reading from Job 2. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence have you come?" And Satan answered the Lord, "From going to on the earth, to and fro, walking up and down on it." And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil? He still holds fast his integrity, although you moved me against him to destroy him without cause." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But put forth thy hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face." The Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your power, only spare his life." And Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his feet to the crown of his head. And he took a potsherd, which he scraped himself, and sat among the ashes. Then the wife of Job said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to his wife, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from the hand of God? Shall we not also receive that which is not good?" And all this Job did not sin with his lips. Oh, let me tell you, when one is tested in the fire, it is so important that we remain faithful. When we go through the fire, it is so important that we remain steadfast. Now, I know none of us go through the fire perfectly. I know, you know, we do our complaining, but never to curse God. Never to tell God, "No more, no more." Never to turn your back upon the Lord, for everyone will go through the fire if they hang around with Jesus long enough. Everyone will go through the fire, and each affliction that we have will be the affliction that wants to do us in. Oh, yes. But you know, steadfast is the Lord, and steadfast should be his children, that we are not going to move. We will continue to praise him, even if it's half-heartedly, let me tell you. But you see, many people, when they go through the fire, many people, when they go through the valley of the shadow of death, they say, "No more, I'm going to quit. I've got no more time for this God. It's too painful." You might be there today. "It's too painful. I don't know how to continue." Well, let me tell you, you just continue today, and you turn over today to him. Turn it over today. You don't have to worry about tomorrow, because the only thing you have is today. Turn it over to him. Turn it over to him today, today, today. You give yourself to him today, today. Affliction will reach every single man, every single woman, and every single child. But I will tell you what will keep you in affliction. If you want to know the secret of being kept in affliction, it is your desperation for God. It is your desperation for God. It is your brokenness. It is your need for the Lord. I tell you, the strong, when affliction hits them, they go elsewhere. But those who have affliction and are into desperation for God, there is no place to turn. As Peter said, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of everlasting life. You see, my question isn't, are you strong enough? My question is, are you weak enough to keep on hanging around with Jesus? Are you desperate enough that you have no place else to go? No matter what affliction you are going through, even though it seems it's going to break you, I tell you today, it will not break you. I say today, the affliction that you're going through will not break you, but will polish you, my friends. And other people will see in you that you are worthy to be trusted, and they will come to you with their affliction, because Jesus is the afflicted one. On the cross, he is the afflicted one, and we all run to him, the crucified Lord. We stand under the cross, because the only way to understand the cross is to stand under the cross. And as we stand under the cross, I tell you, my friends, we bring our afflictions, we bring our desperation for him. And you know, my friends, are you weak enough to stay in the race? Are you weak enough to keep on keeping on? Are you weak enough? That's the issue. See, I don't talk about strength, because St. Paul told us today in the readings that the church gave us that in our weakness, he is most strong. In our weakness, he is most mighty. So today, in your weakness, you cling to Jesus. In your weakness and in your affliction, you cling to Jesus. Just for today, you keep it in today. You turn over your life today. It's not about tomorrow. You might say, but how long will this affliction last? How long will this pain last? How long will I have to go through this? Oh, I tell you, just for today. Just for today. Today is the day to be confident in the Lord and to give yourself to the Lord and to say, here I am, I come to do thy will. Today is the day to place yourself at his feet. Today is the day to say, oh Lord, I have no place else to go. Today is the day to say, here I am, I come to do thy will. Today is the day to say unto him, affliction, you will not destroy me, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Most strong people that are walking with the Lord, when affliction comes, they run the other way because they cannot deal with affliction. Are you weak enough to go to Jesus? Are you weak enough to be at the cross? Are you weak enough to pitch your tent at the cross of Jesus Christ? Are you weak enough to stay in the race? Are you weak enough to give your afflictions unto him? Yes, to ask him that they would end soon, but until they end, to place them at his feet and ask him to use them. Are you weak enough to be his disciple? Oh, he did not call the strong. He did not call the mighty. He did not call the people that had it all together. He called the Peter, and he opened his mouth and he inserted his foot. Oh, yes. He was always opening his mouth, and he always was inserting his foot. He always would speak out first, and he could not go through with what he said. But yet, it was the Peter, my friend, that he makes the prince of the apostles, the head of the apostles. You read it in John 20, and you see the whole experience of the Middle East, that as they are running to the tomb, Peter and John gets there much sooner than Peter, because John is young and Peter is older, but John waits for Peter to enter the tomb first, because Peter is the first. Whenever we read about Peter, he's always the first. Peter, James, and John. Peter is never second. Peter is always the first in the gospel. So let me tell you this. He chose the weakest of the weak to be the head. You know why? Because the weakest of the weak needed him more than anybody else. The weakest of the weak needed him more than anybody else. Are you weak enough to stay in the race? But today, people were facing their weaknesses. I can't deal with this anymore. It's too much for me. But I'm giving you another way to look at it. I'm so weak, I've got no place else to go. Hallelujah. I turn my life over to him today. I turn my afflictions over to him today. I will not curse him. I will praise him in the midst of them, even though I do not understand that. I do not understand. When people come to me and they are suffering, the big thing is, oh, why, Father? Why, Father? Why this great suffering? I say, I have no idea why, but it's going to polish you up, and it's going to make you so compassionate for other sufferers as you offer your suffering and your afflictions to Jesus, as you give them over to him, that I unite them to the power of the cross. This is not the preaching that you hear people preaching, you know, the health, wealth gospel. Listen, health, wealth, I'm into health. We had people healed the other night at the Espouse Retreat House. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful because God hears and answers prayer? Isn't it wonderful that our friend Betty was suffering with a gnawing in her stomach for over a month, and Betty has cancer, and she thought it was cancer, and I had a word that the Lord was healing stomachs and pancreas and all those things. Put your hand on it, and the pain left after a month. Isn't that wonderful? And then when we were worshiping at the end of the service, the Spirit of God was so present, and I said to everyone, just breathe in the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God was so present, and she breathed in the Holy Spirit. The power of God came upon her. She was energized because she, in the last months, because she'd been sick, fourth stage cancer, wasn't able to do all her work. She said she was like the Energizer Bunny. Oh, yes, isn't that wonderful? But you see, we present ourselves to the Lord in our weakness, in our complete inability to save ourselves, in our complete inability to take one step on our own. We present ourselves in our affliction. Oh, Job was afflicted, but he had no place else to go. I am afflicted, and I have no place else. I have no other option. What are your options? You see, those that are strong, those that are mighty, they can find other options. But the desperate only have Jesus. Are you desperate enough to stay under the cross today? Are you desperate enough to offer your life to him today in the midst of your affliction? Are you desperate enough to surrender your life to him and trust him and entrust him with your life? Oh, my Lord, I don't hear too many preachers talking about desperation. Hallelujah! I'm so desperate, I have no place else to go. I'm so desperate that if the Lord didn't think about me for 1 second, I would self-destruct. I am desperate enough to become strong. I am desperate enough to get healed because you're running to the cross, offering your life to him. Oh, yeah. When you are in the furnace of affliction, all the dross is being purified. It is not a happy feeling to be in the furnace of affliction. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the fiery furnace. But let me tell you, I've been there so many times. I love that beautiful happening of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It even says that their clothes were not even scorched, and they had no scent of fire on their clothes. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? That Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were spared through the fiery furnace, but they had to be in the midst of the furnace in order to be spared. You are in the midst of the furnace of affliction. It might even be worse than the affliction of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's time to trust the Lord. It's time to say, oh, Lord, I love you. It's time to say, oh, Lord, I want to be faithful. I want to be faithful just for today. I turn over my life to you just for today. I'm in the fiery furnace, Lord. Everything is coming at me. I can't pay the mortgage. I can't do this. I can't do that. Tuition needs to be paid. Oh, Lord, I'm in the fiery furnace. But I surrender all. And this fire, Lord, it would never destroy me, but it would make me strong. Oh, that's my prayer, Lord, that the pain I go through, the affliction I go through, will never destroy me. Make me strong and make me compassionate. That what I go through might never destroy me, but make me compassionate. Oh, compassionate. That's what I want to be, is compassionate to the people of God. Compassionate to God's children. Because you see, we're all the same. Desperate for him. Even the strong get desperate, but they've got other avenues, you know. I don't have another avenue. He's blocked every avenue in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? That's a wonderful God. That's a wonderful God that's blocked every avenue in my life. When I wanted to go through another avenue, oh, it got blocked. I might have started going down that avenue, but you know what? There was a block there, and my God blocked it for my own sake, because he knew if I traveled down that avenue, I'd go to hell. That's right. That's right. Oh, yes. Let me tell you, I have seen the working of my Lord blocking avenues in my... I am favored of God. How do you know that he's blocked avenues in my life? He's hemmed me in. Oh, yes, he's hemmed me. Now, when you're being hemmed in, you don't like it. Not a good feeling to be hemmed in. Not a good feeling to have him hem you in. But let me tell you, I'm so glad that Jesus has hemmed me in. I'm so glad he's not allowed me to go down avenues that I could have gone down. I'm so glad. You know why? I'm favored of God. Other people have been presented with the same avenue. They've gone down those avenues. My avenues were blocked. Hallelujah. 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 But affliction, surely he has borne your wounds and carried your infirmity. Surely he has borne your wounds and carried your infirmity. All we like sheep had gone astray, but God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Oh, my friend, the suffering servant of Yahweh, Jesus Christ, Messiah, he knows what you go through. We pray today especially for our Jewish brothers and sisters who are celebrating Yom Kippur. Oh, yes, that the Lord may totally bless them and that Jesus would reveal himself to them as the suffering servant of Yahweh. For he will soon be the soon coming king that will come as the judge of the living and the dead. Oh, yes, we owe our faith to our Jewish brothers and sisters. And I tell you, we pray for them during their high holy days that the Lord Jesus Christ, Messiah of both Jew and Gentile, would go to them and reveal himself to them and their master. But not only to Jews, but to the poor people that are losing millions of dollars in the stock market, that they would not turn to desperation, but that they would turn to the cross, that they would get on their knees and surrender their lives unto Jesus, that these poor people that are losing millions each day, I don't have millions to lose because I don't have millions. Isn't that something? But I can tell you, I know affliction. And I thank God that affliction has caused me to find my knees. I thank God that affliction has caused me to find my knees. The affliction you're going through doesn't need to destroy you. But no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Do you hear me? That's the word of God. The affliction that you're going through doesn't need to destroy you, for no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. The affliction that you're going through can make you shiny. It can be like gold refined in the furnace. The affliction that you're going through cause you to be so, so compassionate to the people of God. Do not hesitate to embrace the affliction and to give it to Jesus. Oh, yes, we pray for healing, but do not run away. Do not look into other avenues. Do not escape, but run to Him. Run to Him. Run to Him. I pray for this grace, O God, for your people, that as they experience affliction, that they would run unto Thee, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. That they would run unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our salvation. That they would run unto Jesus as the pioneer who ran before us. And for the sake of the resurrection, He embraced the cross. Oh, yes. I thank you, Lord, for embracing the cross. I thank you, Lord, that you embraced the cross. Today, Lord, we want to come with our afflictions. We want to come with our pain. We want to come with our fears. We want to come with our woes. We want to come with our stories. And we want to say, we unite them to the crucified Jesus. Never let these afflictions destroy us, Lord. Never let these afflictions destroy us, Lord. Let these afflictions make us strong. For we are desperate for you, Jesus. Lord, I admit to you today that I do not have a declaration of independence apart from you. I declare a declaration of dependence on thee, O Lord, on thee, O Lord. I declare my dependence on thee alone. For apart from thee, I can do nothing. And Jesus, you've heard me complain in affliction. Oh, how I've complained. You know that. But Lord, you've endured my complaints, and you've never let me go. And I give you thanks for that. Go after the same people. Put in their hearts your presence and your love. Put in their hearts the yearning for heaven and the yearning for Jesus, who makes heaven heaven. Oh, I praise you, I bless you, and I worship you, and I want to pitch my life and my tent at the cross today. And I want to believe, and I do believe, that it will all be all right, that affliction may last for a time, but joy comes in the morning. Sorrow may last for a time, but joy comes in the morning. Oh, I hear there's going to be a rosary campaign on the 13th of October, celebrating the Feast of Fatima, and it's going to be in Boston, and I don't have the information right now. I'm doing the best I can. I also hear that on the 11th of October, that's tomorrow, big charismatic meeting, multicultural, at the Madonna Shrine in East Boston. Oh, yes, it's going to be a wonderful time. People from all around are going to be worshiping the Lord. It's a great time to be alive because we are on the precipice of either we will stand with Him or against Him. Make sure you continue to make your yes to him every day, no matter what you go through, despite your affliction. Call upon his name, for he is faithful to hear you. Also want to tell you, we will be having a Jesus party on Sunday at the church, at the Holy Rosary, starting at 7:30. It will be a Jesus party. Now, what happens at a Jesus party? We have worship and praise and the prophetic word. That's all. There will be no teaching. It's a Jesus party, and we pray from 7:30 until 10. Singing, dancing, worshiping God. A Jesus party at the church at the Holy Rosary on the 12th of October. That's this Sunday, 7:30 in the evening until 10 in the evening. Let me also tell you this, that we have Mass at the Holy Rosary on Saturday evening at 5:30, followed by a healing service. And we have Mass at 9 and 11 at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. And that's at 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Mass. And you know what? Come and visit. If you're Catholic and you're in good standing, you've gone to confession, you can receive Holy Communion. My friends, if you've not, we can always get a priest to hear your confession. If you're not Catholic, you can come as a visitor, and I will bless you when you come up to the altar. You can't receive Holy Communion because that's the law of the church. Let me just tell you, this is a place where the Word of God is preached, where the Eucharist is worshipped, where Christ is extolled. This is a place for you to be. So, that's what's happening. Would you pray for me, because I'm always in need of your prayers, and we always need to hear from you, because without you, we can't pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
With Father Tom DiLorenzo, a tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.